How good are you on a bad day? Anyone can be good on a good day. On a good day, when the sun is shining and the sky is blue, you have lots of cash, all your plans are working, and you are making terrific progress, then it is easy for you to be affable, relaxed, focused and effective. On a good day, you feel as if you were king of the world, and that nothing could stop you from going all the way. On days like that, it is easy for you to find the will to pour it on, and you produce your best performance. But how good are you on a bad day? On a bad day, when the sun is not shining and the day is dark, you have no cash, so you can't pay your bills, none of your plans are working, because other people have messed up, and you are sliding backwards back to square one. Then, it is not so easy for you to be affable, relaxed, focused and effective. Now there is the opposite tendency, now it is easier for you to feel upset, depressed, dispirited, and down in the dumps. If you are down in the dumps, now you have double trouble. First trouble is the negative situation that you find yourself in. Second trouble is the negative emotional state that you are in, upset, depressed, dispirited, and down in the dumps. The point is this: when you are facing a hostile situation, now is not the time to become dispirited. When you are facing a hostile situation, now is the time to turn on your willpower and get yourself into a good mental, emotional state that will be strong enough to allow you to turn things around. You can't wait for your circumstances to improve. You can't wait for your circumstances to improve before you change your emotional state towards the positive. You have to change your emotional state towards the positive in order to improve your circumstances. In order to turn things around, how can you change your emotional state towards the positive? Here are the steps. 1. Keep your mind on the goal. Don't lose sight of your original goal. Even though you have had setbacks lately, the original goal still stands. Keep reminding yourself what was your original goal. 2. Reduce the problems by focusing on them one at a time. You must avoid the emotion of overwhelm. You are more likely to feel overwhelmed whenever you mentally put all your problems into one mental category and look at them all at once. Don't do this. Prioritize your problems, put them in order, and take them on, one at a time. 3. Write down 6 things. Take a piece of paper and write down 6 things that you can do today that will begin to improve the situation. Once you have your list, get immediately to work. Don't wait. Don't cry. Work. The best cure for fear is action. 4. Work your way out of it. Don't turn to drink, food or drugs as a means of managing. Do not try to drink yourself out of the mess you are in. Do not try to comfort eat your way out of the mess you are in. Do not try to make it go away by taking weird drugs. Work your way out of it. 5. Hang around with optimistic people. Your emotional state is influenced strongly by other people. So don't hang around pessimistic, cynical or negative people. Instead, find the one or two people you know who are more optimistic than the rest, and hang around with them. Let their positive vibe rub off on you. If you can't find anyone who is optimistic, read optimistic books, or watch optimistic films, or YouTubes. Guard your mind. How good are you on a bad day? When you are on a bad day, when you are under serious pressure, now is the chance for you to show your quality. When you are having a bad day, turn on your best personal performance. Thank you.